Blog Talk Radio.
Getting knocked off. Hello? Oh,
hi.
Hi. I had trouble getting on my computer. I don't know if it's my computer, but I had trouble getting in. So I got on at the last, took me a while.
Oh, okay.
So I kept calling in and kept dropping me. And I saw everyone and the music started playing and I thought I had it connected and I don't know what happened. But anyway, I made it.
I was just going to check Blog Talk to see if you guys canceled.
Oh, no. Was the music playing? Did it keep playing? Oh, okay. Okay.
It was like I heard the whole symphony.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so is everybody here?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Let's see. We just want to start talking about the show. Everybody get to watch the show?
I got through most of Thursday.
Oh, okay.
How about you guys?
I got through Wednesday. You there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not sure if people can hear. Where's Carrie? I got through Wednesday.
You got through Wednesday?
Carrie?
Okay. So what did you think?
I actually felt bad for Jack.
Oh, you felt bad for Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt bad for Jack and Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen too.
So was everybody? Were you upset about Laura?
Not really.
No?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. Does it look like, did Carrie get dropped? Hold on a second. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Marianne?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. That's messed up.
Yes.
I did watch the entire week, and it was one of the most awful weeks I can remember. It was so bad this week, it wasn't even funny.
Oh, yeah. I know you were saying about the, we were just talking about the whole Jack and Laura and Gwen and all that, and how Laura, you know, told the story, and how they told the story, and they told it in flashbacks. So did you kind of were laughing at that? It's kind of it's like a parody.
I just thought it was meant to be fun. Honestly, I actually kind of liked it, except for the campy part. I mean, I didn't like the flashback part. They did a bad job on that. But I actually liked the story. I liked the way Jack reacted towards
everything. His reaction.
All that?
Yes.
Yeah.
His reaction.
So, I don't know if that
flashback was meant to be serious, or were they trying to have fun with it and make it? I guess it's an all. I don't know what the intent was either.
I don't think they were intentionally trying to make it fun because it was so serious, such a serious topic.
I think it was really campy
because they were trying to make it look like
right.
I guess they were trying to make it look like the 80s, but it really would have been the 90s, wasn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so I think they were trying to make it look dated, and honestly, probably because they don't have a full staff for, you know, for some of the things.
And
they had to wing it on their own. I don't know.
And was Caddy trying to act like Laura or sound like Laura? Or I don't know. If Abby was trying to be like Jen, she didn't come off like Jen at all. The only one that did the good job was Gwen, but then again, we didn't know Tiffany.
Yeah.
We didn't know Tiffany, but we could figure that's what Tiffany looked like. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
And that's in our mind, maybe, what Tiffany would look like, you know, would look like and act like. So, I don't know.
But the Brady Pup did not exist in the 90s. Or the 80s.
Oh.
What, man?
You
the
meant,
Brady Pup?
No, it was Brady Fish Market in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
when
Laura paid off.
I remember that from the 80s. Oh, well.
Yeah. Although I don't know when they were sitting there, if they said it was a pub or a fish market, I don't know. But it was
they said it was a pub.
Because it's where she paid her off or whatever, So. Other than that, I don't know. So, then
I
we had...
I thought it was funny when Chad walked up to... to her and wipe the makeup off her face, so the injury wasn't as serious. I mean, it was still bad, but I mean that she got hit, but like it wasn't as serious as what she made it look out.
She did hit her, and it was just a maybe little bit of a red mark, but she just made it like she had a big full blown black eye. She confronted her, and then Abigail came in and told her, you know, that it wasn't her dad that paid her off, and
he didn't even know
about
her.
Gwen was a little surprised. Right, and Gwen was a little surprised. So I'm thinking in future episodes it's going to be everybody, you know, Jack and Gwen gradually, like, trying to forgive each other. And I read where there's a confrontation between Laura and Gwen.
Oh.
Yeah,
with
Laura and Gwen. Yeah, so.
I mean, what I can't believe is how badly, I mean, Laura has a pretty bad history, but I can't believe how badly they threw her under the bus.
I know.
Her character under the bus with a like, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about the child. I mean, I think at that point, I think I would, I mean, if you're going to go to that extent, I think at that point, 2 years down the road, you would just, only the right thing to do would have been to go on to go to Jack and say, look, here's what happened, here's what I did. And it's just like, oh, really? I mean, I can see it's all soapy and all that, and I can take it for that. But I just thought that really threw that character under the bus. But then she's not exactly known for having the best history either, but it just.
But, yeah, didn't
real...
she keep Mickey or Michael's paternity a secret?
Yeah. I mean,
or did she truly not
some,
know at the time? I can't remember. She kept that a secret.
She said
well,
some
Bill
interesting
raped
character
her. And Jack and
who
seemingly forgot that.
Who raped her?
Bill. Bill raped Laura. Oh. That's how Mike was conceived.
Oh.
And Jack conveniently forgot that.
Oh, okay. But, so yeah. So, I mean, it's certainly a soap opera cocktail right there of things going on. Because I mean, in the meantime, they're at the Jack and Gwen are at the hospital getting the DNA results, and you know they find out, they are father and daughter. And then what does he do but try to pay her off with $50,000? And she's like, so how much is that? How much you spent on precious Abigail all these years? You know what I couldn't help but think when they showed Gwen's mother when they were portraying her, and her name was Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of the hair color and everything reminded me of the
Tiffany.
Mall singer Tiffany.
a little bit.
Not really the hairstyle, but since they were trying to do a retro thing, it kind of made me.
Yeah.
But So that pretty much redeems Jack from the whole thing because he really didn't know. I mean, he did screw her mother, and that part he is definitely responsible for, but he didn't know anything else.
That was even before he even knew Jennifer.
But,
they said that was before he even came to say that.
Right. But at the same time, it's not going to be like overnight. Gwen can't just snap her feelings and turn all that hatred and revenge and all that off. And she keeps alluding to other things that are going to happen. Do you know any spoilers or anything coming up? Because she makes it sound like
no.
this is nothing compared
all
to
I know
what's
is
coming
like
next
the,
or whatever.
Yeah, she meets
they
with
still
Laura.
She's going to pretend to have
Jack.
Is she pregnant?
Oh, that
I don't know. Oh, okay.
I haven't heard any more
true?
About that. But that was out there, you know.
Yeah.
That was out there. But,
who knows, but no.
Yeah, she keeps saying that there's more for Abigail, so I don't know what she had planned.
Mm-hmm.
But now she might change her mind and like.
Yeah.
But even.
Yeah.
But even that, the things that she did was just so over the top. I mean, a lot of people were abandoned by their fathers,
right.
And they didn't do they don't do that kind of stuff.
Psycho stuff.
You can't excuse her either.
And
you can understand
Jack,
it, but
Jack was like, "You're a psychiatrist or psychologist. I can't remember which, but you know, he's like, Laura, like, you're a psychiatrist. You know, like, you don't think there could be? Are you the nurture or nature kind of psychiatrist?
Matt Ashford did a good job. With Jack with the rage.
He did.
Oh yeah, he was
her
face.
Did.
And,
did.
That was good.
So, Carrie, what did you think?
Jennifer was
kind of subdued. Aside from the wigs and all that, what were the points that you were like, that you didn't like, that you hated about it?
That the costume, makeup, hair people don't know the difference between 1995 and 1985. Because,
they're on a skeleton crew. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, they didn't dress or look like that in 1995.
No, they didn't.
So that was, it looked like a Starting Alive skit. It was so bad.
Yes, that was bad.
Like
that
a parody.
Bad.
Like a skit.
It didn't seem like they were trying to be funny on purpose. It just seemed like really horribly bad acting.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of Marcy Miller, and she was awful. She's sleepwalking as Abby. She's sleepwalking as Jennifer. And Katie's not doing anything.
Katie McClain, yeah.
Katie's awful, Jennifer too, and I didn't like her as Laura either. This storyline would have been so much better with Kate Mancy and Melissa Reeves. It's not even funny.
Yes.
Missy,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Missy, the thing about Jennifer I always liked was she was always funky and full of life and a go-getter.
Uh-huh.
And I always loved it when she was doing journalism because you could tell what she was passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And this Jennifer is just boring and milquetoast.
She's flat. She's totally
she
flat.
Is, yeah.
Flat.
And her her face is not moving while she's trying to emote, and it looks awkward as hell because they keep doing close-ups of her face, and her face isn't moving.
Right.
And I'm not speculating on
why
her face doesn't move.
Did she almost seem like she was just like watching a TV show instead of it actually being her mother that did this? You know, I mean, like, I'm just going to leave
the room.
Yeah,
kind of emotionless.
Was there. Yeah, just kind of like, I don't know, you're right. The whole thing was off. It was really off. But
it was just bad.
I did like the story, and I did like Emily O'Brien and Matthew Ashford.
Oh, she was
good. Acting. That's
what
saved it.
Yeah, that's what saved it. I mean, it didn't save it, but it made it less bad.
Yeah. I'd be going, oh, it's okay, Grandma. It's like,
yeah,
sure.
Like what? Like after all the hell she just went through because what her grandma
wasn't.
And also, where's the, you know, like, I'm glad she went and told Gwen what happened, but like you would think like Abigail would be like, you mean you just let my sister, like, granted she hates Gwen right now, but like you just let this like 8 or 10 year old child, like you never wondered like what happened to her or anything, or like, you know, I mean, I would have thought if she's playing a mother, I would have thought that even as much as she hates Gwen, she would have had like some response as a mother to what her grandmother did. I don't know. You know. And really all the stuff that's happened since then, you know, in recent like months has been because of what her grandmother did. And I mean, yeah, you can forgive eventually and all, but I would think that both Jennifer, Jack and Abigail would all be furious, and Gwen would all be furious with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, that is weird. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it either. They just brought that all out of the blue. You know,
so like,
made
Jack
up a whole new history
Gwen
again.
Off, like, how much is it gonna? I know what you want. And I think Gwen was thinking, I want to be accepted as your daughter, and he's thinking money. So he writes her out a check at the hospital for $50,000, and then she throws it in his face basically and walks off.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe he was thinking she's just going to cause more trouble, or what can I do to say
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to cause me any more trouble, but so I don't know. But I have a feeling that depends on if she sticks around, you know, eventually it's going to take time, but they'll probably like heal or, you know, get together and let, you know, hopefully that she'll stick around. I don't know.
I think that could be an interesting aspect of it.
Yeah.
See how that
I hear there's a murder mystery coming up in Soap Opera Digest. There's a preview coming up. I mean, Ron talks about the whole preview, the February, you know, it's coming up, and there is a murder mystery. So who gets murdered? I don't know. So whether they would do her, or if it's going to be Charlie, or who it's going to be, I don't know.
Maybe Vivian.
They can get Vivian first.
I like Vivian.
Speaking of.
I really loved Vivian's pantsuit, by the way.
You know, love Linda Dano in S. Felicia in Another World, but not doing Vivian. She's just not Vivian.
I've only seen her on Wednesday's episode, so I can't speak. I thought maybe it was just like she was just getting started and getting warmed up, but if she's that way the whole week, then we're in trouble.
Yeah.
It was
no
almost
snark,
like she had a heart.
No,
like,
nothing.
Why would you bring me somebody else's children?
Too nice.
Like,
Yeah.
And
too
I'm like,
compassionate
maybe
unless
I wouldn't care.
Something changed.
Maybe be like, how much can I sell them on the market? You know, like a
yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
She didn't care. She
yeah,
told
even her interaction
child.
With. Yeah. Her interaction
her
with Yvonne wasn't the same.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. There was no chemistry, you know, like witty repartee or anything. But,
yeah.
you know, that in her defense, because I loved Linda Dano back in the day, in her defense, I was really
right.
excited to see what she would do with it. In her defense, I think, A, the pantsuit was fabulous, by the way. Did I mention that already? she was very flat. She was very flat, very,
yes.
like, not emoting or anything, at least this episode that I saw. So that was disappointing for sure because she's a Spitfire. Back in the day, she was a Spitfire. So
oh,
yeah.
wasn't
like
her? Well, Felicia was kind of a Spitfire, that character.
Yeah.
yeah.
She was
yeah.
a
you should know.
Spark to her. So
if you study the character
this was
of Vivian.
This is a little bit odd. This is a little bit odd for me. Yeah, for all of us, I think. But
yeah,
in her defense,
all, yeah.
also walking in with having to fill Louise Sorrell's shoes and having just, you know, just recently been portrayed by Robin Strausser, which I personally, I know Jen loved her in that role. I did
yeah.
not like her all in that role.
Well,
but
she's better.
At the same mm-hmm. time, she at least had some oomph to her. But
emotion.
I think yeah. maybe they were trying to tamp her down, or maybe they're because they really do want, because this is all, maybe this is all for the plot.
About the babies?
Just to give Eli and Lonnie
That's...
something to do. I don't know. Yeah, I don't,
I don't
know.
Or was
but
because
it just,
the babies were involved? This is how Vivian would be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Taking her back
know.
To win because, she, yeah, and
yeah.
so it wasn't Vivian's yeah. plan like we thought.
They
Vivian wasn't even behind
told
it.
Her. Yeah, they probably told her to
yeah,
play it that way. I mean, she was probably directed to play
Maybe
it
they
that
did.
Way, but it was just kind of different, yeah. Yeah, and I wasn't surprised anybody that she wasn't actually behind it. I couldn't
yeah.
believe he thought
yeah,
this
was
the way of redeeming himself. Like, he's like, I just
he,
want to
yeah.
redeem myself.
He felt,
and why
yeah,
wasn't
for what
the
I
first
did to you, took the babies away.
Okay, so why wasn't the first thing out of Raynor's mouth was, well, the guy was tall, blondish, about X number of years old, and he had a French accent.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that the first thing she said? That's
you would think.
Like sending,
yeah.
That's like sending Allie for hypnosis, like, 7 months after the fact.
Yeah.
This is kind of like, Wouldn't the crack ex-former FBI agent be like, describe this guy, how
yep.
to speak? What he, like, that, and they didn't get to that until she said, well, he said a madame.
But
right.
she overheard him,
so,
you know, overheard him say madame,
so
and then
by
that's
Friday,
when Lonnie.
Bottom line, by Friday, do they have the time. Kids back or no?
I
did
think
get them
soon.
Back on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, I don't think that's going to be drug out,
back.
I don't think.
Okay. Oh, they
but how
drag
stupid
that
are I know? I guess the only excuse for Lonnie and Eli is what is their babies. Just that's all
yes.
they had on their mind was to get their
yeah.
babies back. And I can understand that as
yeah.
a mother. Yeah, you're not
yeah.
thinking clearly because as cops, they should
mm-hmm.
be thrown off the force.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I
they
was figuring it out.
I'm
there. It's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. He's going to put you – he's telling you to go in that room, and Yvonne is right in that room, and you don't have your guns and you don't have your phone. Like,
oh,
yeah. So, but, yeah,
oh,
duh.
I didn't see that. But, yeah,
yeah,
I mean, true.
So,
it's hard for them to be wearing their cop hats when they're, like, worried about their baby.
And I'm thinking, yeah,
sure,
that's the only, you know, redeeming or,
when,
like, the only excuse
I
you have.
That was kind of – I thought that was a real reaction, too, when Lonnie was like, I got to get some air. She leaves the room, you know, like, so, like, she was so mad, she probably wanted to punch that lady. So it was like, I better leave the room.
Oh.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I go into these different groups, okay, and they're talking. And these people, some of these people, I don't know where they get their, but anyway, they're saying about Lonnie, you know, they notice, oh, she looks like she's still pregnant. Is the actress really pregnant in real
don't
life?
People,
and blah, blah, blah.
Don't
I said,
people.
No.
The women usually have.
She just had twins.
Yeah.
Their uterus
yeah.
has to shrink, right?
And
I mean, I thought that was realistic.
Even said on Twitter, they did that. She did it on. They did it on purpose to make it realistic.
Yes.
To show her still
yes.
like she did that, so it would be.
Exactly.
People are.
So
God,
she wouldn't be
crazy
like skinny
people.
All of a sudden
yeah.
again. Yeah.
You know, so
people
everybody
would
was
saying,
well, yeah.
most of the people that watch the show, I don't have kids, but like I would imagine most of the women anyway that watch the show probably have
should
had
know
kids
that.
At some
yes.
point
yeah.
and would probably be like, look, she's already skinny again. That's fine. You know, because the loom house.
Well, some women are.
To shrink. Oh, that's
yeah,
so stupid.
But,
I knew
not.
Right away that
yeah.
why. I mean, I'm not dumb. I realized right away that's what they were doing. I thought, well, that's
yeah.
good. They're trying to be realistic. That's cool.
They're trying to be,
you know?
Be a little bit more realistic, you know.
Because I used to hate the shows back in the day when the women looked like they could be in a beauty contest the next day after giving birth or whatever. And you're like,
yeah.
okay, that's not
oh.
real. I know that.
Or they,
I mean,
or they come
real.
Out of surgery with their makeup on. Please.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
laying in bed half
or
with
like,
their makeup
or
on.
Like they're
no.
pregnant to leave the hospital with their new baby that they don't know who the baby daddy is because it's a soap opera, but they're getting ready to leave and they're like back in their old clothes again and all. You're like, that's not going to happen. That doesn't
yeah.
happen. But anyway.
The things
so,
that people
yeah.
notice
that
and complain about, it's
people,
like, watch the show, shut up.
Point, but why not just say, oh,
out.
Anybody with common sense should have known that's why they
yes.
did that. That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, so people must be lacking in common sense if they're writing her asking about that. But
yeah.
anyway, so
hopefully
well,
don't get
well.
To that storyline.
So, but
I
also miss
but
Linda,
anyway.
I also miss Linda Dano wearing flashy jewelry. Didn't she used to wear the big earrings? And stuff? But I did.
Yeah.
Did I mention I love the pantsuit on her? But anyway.
Yes.
No, but I just, yeah.
Yes.
I, maybe it'll
and
get
the
better.
The hairstyle
maybe
was different.
Maybe she'll get better. I don't know. But I think they, I'm sure they directed her to play it that way. Because she's totally a lot more outlandish than that.
Didn't
you know,
feel bad
play
for
a lot
the actress
more.
If she goes on social media? Because I've been just not seeing very good things. You know, not mean things,
yeah.
but just people are just,
right.
I mean,
yeah,
or maybe that'll help her. Maybe she'll
yeah.
pick up
well,
on that and like,
well,
okay.
I'm sure anybody walking into that situation that has, is filling a role that's popular or that
yes.
people have known for all those years, they have to know when they take that role, it's a soap, and they know that dedicated fans are going to be weirded out by it, you know? That's just, they've
mm-hmm.
got to know. In fact, they're really brave to even do it. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to do it anyway, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, yeah.
Anyway.
So that's
okay.
that deal. So, anyway. No thought on that one.
Yeah.
So then
we have.
Nicole. So what is our, so what is the name for, so is it Rickle? Is it? Is it Naif? Is it Rickle? What are we going with here?
It's
Rickle.
It's
no,
go
Rickle.
Away.
No.
It's,
but I saw something out there that there's a spoiler that Nicole begs or asks Rafe to let Ava stay with him.
Oh.
She gets out. So
okay.
maybe we're off.
Well,
maybe it's not going to be a Nicole
well,
Rafe. It's going to be an Ava Rafe.
Well, we and all had all noticed there was that little spark that he found her when she was all bound and gagged.
Right.
And that, like, he was
mm-hmm.
trying to comfort her and everything.
Might
and so we're like,
remember
okay,
that.
He probably pictures that, Ava.
Mm-hmm. So,
and maybe
I don't know. Maybe it'll be that.
Cuts her ties from the mob or whatever.
So then
she
you
was
have,
pretty
so,
upset.
So,
she was legitimately upset
yes, she was.
When she found out that what – her aunt cousin had done, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
and of course
maybe
we find out that Eric won't. Yeah, we find
mm-hmm.
out that Eric is calls Nicole and says that he has to stay. The mission wants him to stay for 3 more months.
Yeah,
they beg.
So of course,
him
he
to
says
stay
yes.
Yeah,
and you know,
yes,
I hate that they're throwing. I hate that they're throwing his character.
The character.
Into the bus
I know.
That pisses
the boss. Yeah,
that really pisses me off.
Yeah, because
and
that's out
so
of character,
with,
I think.
She was so cute. I have to admit, Nicole was so cute with Roman, and I kept thinking, I'm going to pretend like they didn't ever sleep together because that's her
yeah.
father.
Oh, yeah,
but,
they did.
I just kept trying not to think about that. But I thought their scenes were kind of sweet. And, you know, she was so
mm-hmm.
happy and everything. And then 5 minutes later, she finds out he's
they're
not going to
plan a party.
I thought
gonna,
they're really.
She wanted to have a party.
I would have much rather they had something where he. Went, like somebody said, he went down in a plane crash and was never identified, so he could always come back. But he was lost in the wilderness in Africa somewhere.
20 years or whatever.
Yeah, I had heard that too. Yeah.
Rather than he's just so inconsiderate to not even to tell her, oh, I'm coming home, and then, oh, well, they begged me, so I'm staying 3 more months. Like, okay, well, I'm begging your ass to come home. What? And
yeah.
I'm your wife, you know, like what? They just
right.
That was just messed up. I hated that. So anyway, I don't know. And maybe they're gonna recast him. We don't know. Maybe they're recasting him.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've heard rumors over time of like a recasted EJ. So maybe they end up coming. Maybe they come back with a. I mean, I don't know that that's happening. I haven't heard anything for sure, but people have rumored that for years. So maybe they bring him back and he and Stacey fight over him. I don't know. Ugh. I'd really rather not see them fight over somebody like that. But anyway, but I will say this, Nicole looked beautiful on Monday. I really liked her, the way she looked. I loved her outfit and I loved her hair and all that. But
I think she always looks good. She has so many different hairstyles
like
and she looks good in everything.
Yeah.
I think.
You know, I hate it when
she has her
hair slicked all the way back. I hate that style on her.
Oh.
I went her whole forward forehead showing. I don't like that style on her. But she always looks pretty. But and also you gotta admit her wardrobe's been pretty lame since she's been at the house a lot.
Yeah.
The outfit she's been wearing
is
atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually really pretty, I thought. I thought that was brown, but I thought it was really pretty. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Carrie, so what are you up for as far as Nicole, you think? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I was remembering the first time they attempted this when Nicole was pregnant with one of EJ's kids. I can't remember which pregnancy it was. I remember Rafe was claiming it was his baby. I guess it was the second one. It was the second pregnancy. I think the first one she switched with Sydney. And the second one, she blamed on Jennifer, I think. Was it Jennifer?
Jennifer pushed her down, or she blamed her for dying.
Yeah.
Her baby dying. Yeah.
So I thought they were okay back then, but it just seems like Rafe is always interested in women. He's kind of like Brady in a way. He's always interested in women who are interested in other men.
Yeah.
And they're damsels in distress.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the ammo. That's pretty much what Rafe does. It's the same thing, you know, what Brady does. I mean, they
but that
both.
Goes along with his MO of wanting to be the hero and trying to go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they both played second fiddle while Nicole and Sammy were actually more interested in, you know, in EJ. So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to work. I think Rafe probably needs a new person who's not on the cast. Maybe someone just completely new, but I can't think of anybody he would be good with. I think they just need a brand new character for him to be paired with.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like him maybe with Nicole. I don't know sometimes, but not. I don't know. I just Rafe. Just I don't know. I don't really like him with anybody.
Yeah.
I've never been a Rafe fan, but yeah. I just doesn't seem like anything works. I guess everybody he's been paired with. Maybe Kate was maybe something that was fun for a while, but that didn't last.
I think he only had the only person I've really seen him have true chemistry with was Kate.
Yeah,
and that's mostly because
maybe
of Lauren.
Was
I think
spark
because of the,
there,
Lauren brings
a little bit.
Lauren brings that out in people.
Yeah.
I think.
I guess
and
Sammy
he really
too.
Cared about her.
I think it's good with Sammy. You think with Sammy?
I guess.
The time when they
never,
were the
I was never
house?
A Rafe and Sammy fan ever.
Me
I don't
either.
Think. No. I don't think I ever liked them together.
That's what I mean. They try to pair him, and it's just trying to get like a couple, like a good, you know, couple with him. But it just doesn't seem like anybody really works really well. So I don't know. Maybe somebody new would be good. I don't know. Let's see. How about these pairings? So you got your Chloe, Brady, Kristen, Philip, that whole group. everything about that. Like, it seems like they're pushing Chloe and Brady. Of course, Kristen over here, you know, Chloe told Brady everything that happened. Of course, he's upset and calls Kristen, upset with Kristen. So, I don't know what anybody like. And then Chloe and Philip, I think Philip kisses Chloe, but she says, yeah, you know, she's not interested. Philip's quick to point out, he thinks he sees something. He says, you and Brady still have feelings for each other. So she's insisting no. I don't know. And then I heard Philip is going to be with Gabby, or Gabby's going to go after Philip. But I think that's to get under Jake and Kate's skin.
Yeah, or under Victor's skin.
Yeah. And Vic, yeah, that too. Bye.
Can you imagine the lines from John Aniston? Oh,
and speaking of, like, Victor, we hear that he was in Philly trying to clean up Philip's mess, like calling in favors with his buddies, I guess. To get the mob off of Philip's back. So I guess that was kind of how they're going to maybe just wash that away, I guess. You know, the whole mob coming after Philip. Yeah. So who does anybody like? Chloe with Brady, or do they think they're trying to break up Brady and Kristen? No.
I don't know.
In prison? No? Okay.
I mean, I like Chloe.
Anybody else? Yeah. Well, you like her with Lucas, right?
Yep.
Or you wanted Lucas?
And where
Chloe?
Is Lucas?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I don't know. He's supposed to be on contract. I don't know. I think he's going to be coming on. I see he's coming on in a couple of weeks or so. So I don't know. Well, the whole thing with Allie and Charlie, we think he's going to be back.
Yeah.
That story still has to play out. Because I don't think there was much of that on this week.
No.
At all. So. Okay. So how'd everybody like Susan Banks coming back?
She's funny.
Yeah. I liked her.
Yeah.
I thought she was, as a hoot. And I just can't. It was funny watching Claire and Ben.
Yeah.
And all those two actors did not lose it when she was like having her premonitions.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, did you think that was over the top, or
I haven't seen that
part
yet.
You haven't seen that? Oh, okay. But, I mean, she was Susan being Susan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Stacey does a great job. She comes in, she came back to Marlena. She came to Marlena's because she was so upset because she wanted to warn her that Brace, she saw that, you know, that Brady got shot. Brady did get shot, but she says, "Oh, I'm too late." So, but then Ben and Claire came over, and she got this. You know, Ben was saying about Claire being missing, and he had the fortune about the heart, and she put his hand on his heart, and then she got this that Sierra was in trouble, which she was, and they showed back where she's in that little glass thing, and she's trying to get out, and she hits him over the head with a thing. So I know, Carrie, you were saying something about the whole Romeo and Juliet thing. What did you?
Oh,
they're trying
good
to,
Lord.
I guess, compare them, I guess, to Romeo and Juliet.
That'll
I guess he
fast,
gave her a book to
be
read.
That'll be fast forward material for me.
It's like they're aiming their storyline towards 15-year-old girls. I mean,
not even
think,
15.
Well,
who the hell thinks they're Romeo and Juliet? I mean, Ben's a serial killer.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say Sierra is a bit of a princess. I could see her being kind of like Juliet. But, no, I don't want to watch. It's so stupid. And, you know, they're getting such super couple treatment. And, I mean, honestly, they're just all about sex, though. And they kind of... That's all they do, and they've always been on this little island. Of course, it's hard for anybody to really, you know, engage Ben. you know, because half of his victims are still in town and their families.
Yeah.
And his family's all gone. So, and then, I mean, they didn't even have Sierra around Hope that much. So, I mean, she's just was one note, and everything's about Ben, and I'm actually kind of not looking forward to her coming back.
No. And it's sad because she's Beau's daughter, you know? You'd think he'd have
right.
a queen.
Yeah. And I think what they're trying to do is to do that whole soulmate thing. Like, I know you're out there. I know you're there.
It's
just like it was
so
between John and Marlena and Steve and Kayla.
So
yeah, they're trying to
so
do that
contrived.
With that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's the part I don't like.
The
it's
whole,
so contrived.
Yeah. They both got the same fortune cookie message.
Yeah.
You know, she
you know what it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of?
It's
remember
geared toward teenagers.
When Daniel, when Daniel came on the scene and he was dubbed the miracle worker right away, and he could do no wrong,
yeah.
and everybody kept saying what a miracle worker he was and beating us over the head with it, and oh, how great Daniel was, and oh, what a miracle worker. It was like, don't try to sell us by telling us what we should think or whatever. Don't hit us over the head with it. It needs to be something that, now, I know the Sin fans, the real big Sin fans, aren't going to agree with this, but I just feel like for the rest of us, it's like they try so hard to, like, make it like their love is just so insurmountable, and they go through so much, and no matter what test Ben comes up to, he always, like, he let her live, and, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Even when he was programmed the most extreme way, he didn't kill her, you know. So it's almost kind of like, I know.
That was kind of John, that's kind of John and Marlena, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
For
Beau
and Hope.
I know, but
it was all
for
of
me,
them.
It feels a little contrived. I don't know.
Same
but
Steve and Kayla.
I mean,
thing.
How many times does this girl
yeah.
have to be kidnapped and held captive?
Yeah.
I mean, for one thing.
Well, yeah.
I'm glad
it,
you know. Even when she was a kid, even when it was Lauren Bowles playing her, she got kidnapped. Even when she was a baby, I think, maybe. Anyway, I don't know.
And we were talking about, you're talking about the necktie killer. As soon as Ben walked in, Susan's there. She grabs the fireplace poker and she's, necktie killer. She's ready to go after him. And that was kind of funny. You know, they're still playing about the necktie. And something about she says, don't give him any necktie. Or, watch John's neckties. Make sure he doesn't get John. It's funny. It's only the way Susan can do it. So Ben now believes that Sierra's alive because, you know, she had these premonitions. And so then she goes to see Brady in the hospital, and at the same time she goes to see him, he's talking to Kristen. And, of course, right away, Kristen is so obsessed with Chloe. Like, it's a little nuts. The nutty Kristen is coming back, so I don't know if they're going to start the nutty Kristen again. And so he says, no, Susan's here. And she said, oh, Susan Banks. That's an idea. She's getting an idea in her head, so you know what that means. There's another way to get out of prison and go disguise myself as Susan Banks again. Get out of prison. I don't know how she'll get out, but that's, she'll probably do that again, I'm thinking.
Or she can be her sister.
Yeah.
The nun. I like
but
the
she
nun.
Does a great job. Yeah. She does a great job as Susan. I mean, sometimes I can't tell the difference between her Susan and Eileen Susan. They're
definitely.
I mean, the two Kristens are different, but the two Susans are exactly the same. You know, it's uncanny how much they're alike. So, what's everyone think of Sierra's captor, Rhodes?
He's cute.
One time I thought he's cute. Yeah, one time I thought he reminded me of Vincent, but it's like, no, now he looks a little, you know. But I've been hearing he has, somehow there's connection with Clyde and Orpheus. Somehow. Now, we don't know if they're, I think Clyde or Ben gives Ben information or something. I've seen that in the spoilers, but they're going to be on again. So they're both coming back for a little bit. So I don't know. I think somehow they play into that story. So we'll probably be seeing them. I don't know.
Teo was good.
Or anything else?
Teo.
What's that?
You saw Teo on Monday.
Oh, yeah. On Monday, yes. That was with
Jake.
Jake. Yeah, he gave him advice for Gabby. So that, yeah, that was good when he walked in and he was telling Jake
that
Gabby more or less, what did he say? Something about Kate causes trouble. One causes trouble and one gets in trouble or something like that.
Yep.
So more or less, you better watch. If you're going to be with Kate, you might not want to be business with Gabby. He says, but that's entirely your decision. So he kind of made him kind of think about that. Also, he kind of gave him a dig about, not having so much experience. If you think, you don't have so too much experience. So he always makes it a point of, like, pointing out, like, yeah, you shouldn't be in charge. I should be. So,
and he's right.
I mean, the writers write those. Here's what I don't get. The writers write those lines for him. So why don't you just, you understand it and you get it, that that's what that character is thinking, so why don't you do the right thing and make him the one in charge? That's my thing. Yes. That's my thinking. That's probably a lot of other people's thinking. And,
I really did like that Jake turned her proposal
and
down.
And he went over to see her.
Of course,
her.
He had to go, and she had to have been getting out of the shower and in a towel. Just the reverse of what the men usually do. I thought, okay, all right. But I kind of liked it, whether or not even though he was having flashbacks when she practically attacked him in the office, I thought, I like it that he's doing this. Now, where this goes, he's probably going to break down eventually, I know, but I liked it for the sake of the relationship he's currently in, that he was like, look, I made this decision all on my own. I didn't consult, it's like, but this is something, because she's like, Kate's behind this, isn't she? And he's like, Kate doesn't even know that I've made this decision. I did not involve her. She's not involved with this. So I like that. But it's building up to, he's doing that because he doesn't want to be tempted or whatever. Well, I mean, okay, whatever. But, I just, so far I love it that, I think the cake relationship has lasted a lot longer than I thought it was going to, which I like.
Having, like, their ups and downs. So, just like any relationship.
Yeah.
And, I thought it was going to be, like, this quick fling, but
it's lasting longer.
And it's
not.
Like...
And I'm glad because
and it's kind of
like
meaning something that
Kate some
yes,
and also
for
the
her,
fact that it throws the different dimensions of their characters too, because like he doesn't seem to be just using her. The writers can always change their minds and do something different, but also it's shown the side of her that's like, you were never nothing. Like we talked about last week when he's like, here, now I'm a big shot at Demira, but you cared about me when I was nothing. I'm like, she's like, you were never nothing. You have, I like that it's showing that side because so much of the time they write all the characters to hate on Kate. And I like that, she's actually shown like she tried to convince Jennifer that she needed to go back to Jack to forgive him. She's tried, like, with different things to be, like, with people to be the peacemakers. So I like that. I like that as much as people beat up on her and bash her, it's like I like that they show those sides of Kate sometimes, So anyway, being a Kate super fan, I love that. I really did like seeing the brothers interact, the Tony, a.k.a. the one that should be in charge, and the young brother,
That's kind of the first we've kind of just seen just them like one on one. There should be just so much good story with like them together, even with Chad or whatever. Or I don't know, even if EJ would come back or just have more Demiras on there, I think would make it. And also the scenes the other week with Kristen and Tony and Demira and Chad were good too.
Yeah, I like those lines.
Tony and Kristen.
Said, well, Jake is all upset. He's like, well, you could have given me a heads up that we were going to have yet another Demira debacle or whatever. I don't remember what you wanted to use. And Tony's like, well, I was a little tied up.
Yeah.
The way Teo delivers those lines is so perfect.
The way he delivers the line. Yeah.
I mean,
and his
he can't be with it, but like the way he delivers it is so like sarcastic and good. I just love it.
Yeah.
And there was a PETA mention.
Oh, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, there
was.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
so
no.
They
does
did
that
try.
Mean anything?
Jen, do you think, Jen, the resident diva historian, did they? Given the fact that I'm sure that the age timelines are all screwed up because of Sorasing and because of everything else, you know, that part never makes sense. But did you feel like they addressed the timing in terms of that Laura wasn't in a coma when this was happening and that Abigail was little when, you know, like did you feel like they kind of, because I wasn't watching during parts of that, so I don't know the history very well, but like, did you feel like anything super jumped out at you as like, well, that couldn't have happened? Or like, you know, even as implausible as it is, did it kind of jibe pretty well with like, not necessarily the number of years or whatever, but just the timing of it or whatever?
Well, the only thing that could have happened is if like Jack had the affair in the 80s, because...
Mm-hmm.
If Abby was around 4, I think, when Laura actually came back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would really only make Gwen and Abigail 4 or 5 years difference.
Yeah. Because
she was like 8 when I think.
When they came to
film. And
then
it was like she was 8, and then like
when she was 10,
so
Abby was
came a ward of the state because her mom died. So... Mm-hmm. That would only make Abigail and Gwen like 4 years apart. So
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know if that part meant. And maybe that's why they kind of had the 80s vibe going, because maybe even though they were really talking about the 90s or whatever, maybe they were kind of making it the 80s vibe because that's kind of before. Because, I mean, Jack and Jen, I mean, I watched in the 80s and didn't watch in the 90s, and Jack and Jen were already together by then. You know, so maybe they were trying to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I think they got together in 90.
Oh, okay. So right 89, around there.
Yeah, because first it was Emilio and Jen.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then, like, in the 90s, it was Jack and Jen.
Yeah.
And they were like fast forward for me, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, I mean, I just was wondering, like, I didn't have any history to base it on other than things that I've heard. So I was just curious what you thought. So I got it okay then. I mean, they, you know, as okay as they can get when, you know, EJ should be 11 right now and he's like has 5 kids.
40.
And, you know, 40 years old. Yeah. I mean, you know. We know that stuff never matches up, but anyway, yeah. Well, that answers that
question. That's close
enough. Then they managed to do that. Yeah. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the other day's news was Bruce Evans was let go.
Yeah.
NBC Entertainment or whatever.
They fired like 50 people.
They
laid off like 50 people. Yeah, which makes me nervous because I saw no mention of, like, daytime television or it makes me nervous when I hear things like that.
And if anything,
because then
he was, like, you know, pushed for days, you know.
Yeah, like, the person that takes over, are they going to be, like, ABC when ABC switched hands with the daytime entertainment? And then be like, oh, let's axe all the daytime shows? Or are they going to be, like,
that
fights for days? Because aren't they getting ready to renew in March or something again? That makes me really nervous.
It's coming up in March, yeah. It's usually in March. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
rumors.
All My Children's coming back.
What?
Oh,
say that again?
Is that Kelly Ripa?
Say that again, what? Wait.
All My Children might be
over.
Coming back.
Oh, really? Hmm. That's interesting.
Hmm.
I certainly think with so many people like working from home and kind of, you know, with the COVID thing, I would have thought. Now, I don't think the ratings have ever gotten like super high during this, but I still think that there's a way, because I'll be honest, I don't usually watch most networks in the evening. So the only time I ever see that there's like new shows on NBC or anything is when I'm fast forwarding through the commercials for days,
yep.
You know, so, you know, to me, they have at least some eyes on that, you know, for cross marketing and things like that. So, I mean, obviously they have other value too, but what I'm saying is it would be a stupid move in my opinion, but then I'm biased.
Yeah.
That's the show. I mean, it didn't help ABC. It didn't help ABC, I don't think.
No, it was like a public relations nightmare for ABC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe NBC will learn from that. So.
God, I hope so.
Yeah. I hope so, too. So, yeah, so if anybody hears anything, let us know.
Right.
I sure hope that.
Yeah. Well. Okay, well, one last thing. Go Chiefs.
Yep, good luck to you, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, go Chiefs.
Thank you. I appreciate
Ready
it.
Ready for the Super Bowl. Yeah, yeah, I meant to bring that up at the beginning, but since we have problems.
Chiefs fans, and they have people who hate Tom Brady.
Yes.
But in all honesty, and even though I'm a huge Chiefs fan, obviously, and I want them to win, I want them to win two Super Bowls in a row, I have to say, for the Bucs, even just not even thinking about Tom Brady, for the Bucs, it has to be pretty darn exciting to be in the Super Bowl when they didn't have a chance for that even a year ago, you know? So
if Tom Brady wasn't there, I probably would be. For the underdog. I probably would have been for them.
If Tom Brady weren't there, they probably wouldn't be in the Super Bowl either. So one could argue that. But I have to say, I think it's kind of, America needs this, and I think it's kind of neat that, there are going to be people who are rooting against one team or the other, but I think it's really neat that both teams have interesting storylines. There's something for everybody to root for and against in this game tomorrow. And I just hope it's a
like the old man and the kid.
Really great game. I want us to win, and I would like us to win convincingly, but I got to tell you, even if miraculously we were like 21 points ahead, I've seen Tom Brady come back. Tom Brady come back from 35 points down and win a Super Bowl. So
probably.
With his teammates, of course. But I'm not going to count it, you know, out. But I hope for the sake of everybody watching and for the two teams and the players, I hope it's a really great game. I hope that nobody gets injured. I hope that everybody plays their best, and that America gets treated as something we can actually think about, something other than politics or, you know, whatever else, you know, COVID or anything else that we're thinking about.
So we can just have some hours to
like watch the game and enjoy it and watch the ads and laugh again. Hopefully some of them are going to be funny. And we can actually just have a good time. And, of course, no cheering or singing, of course. I personally have committed to not singing. I don't know about the rest of you, but I've heard the CDC guidelines
say
no singing or cheering.
I'm not going to cheer during a football game. Yeah, right.
But I promise you I won't sing. My commitment is I will not sing. I cannot commit to not cheering or screaming. Or screaming, depending on how the game is going.
You'll be screaming.
Who's doing the halftime?
I don't even know. No. I don't even know who that. I knew at one point, but I don't know now. I don't remember.
What?
Who is doing the halftime? Do you know who's doing
Miley
the halftime?
Cyrus?
I don't even know.
Did I hear Miley Cyrus?
No, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend. Oh, that's who? Right. That's right. They've had commercials for that.
Oh.
That's right. The Weeknd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With only an MD
at the end.
Well, I think the lady's saying, shut up. No. So.
What's that?
Yeah, but anyway,
what?
so I said the lady, right. She said 60 seconds or something. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. All right.
You know,
all right. Good night, guys.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Everybody.
Go Chiefs.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.